Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
So over the years, I've ridden a lot of mountain bike tracks in the United States, and one of my favorites is in Kentucky. And a buddy of mine is a manager at the hotel that is right in front of this mountain bike track. So I took a new GoPro camera. It's not new per se, but GoPro hooked me up with it. And this is what I got. And this is going to be the most insane view you've ever seen of a mountain bike trail in Kentucky on a Trek rail. I can guarantee. Even though that was a Louisiana accent, it made no sense. It is what it is. Here we go. Enjoy. This is badass. I will be interrupting with my narration here and there, but I will keep it to a minimum. Enjoy. So how cool was that? But wait, it gets better because I go deeper into the trail and I'm pushing nightfall. Now this is the place I rode my mountain bike before in the pouring rain and my Magic Shine headlight completely failed. So I know this trail, but it's still incredibly dangerous for someone of my skill set.
sick. Damn, dog. Lots of spider webs. Lots of very close trees. Great trail. We don't have these back home. Only in was a nut crusher. Okay. Don't know where I am. Don't get me wrong. Very thin trail. Okay, it's really hot up. That must be up, because it's warm up here. It was cooler down the bottom. Back on the trail, don't know where I am, I think I know. Stop looking away, review the film later. A job place to call her home. Try to find some place to rest their bones. All the angels and the demons chime. Okay. Hot up here, boy. Either that, I'm just getting really heated up. Easy. People cry. Front brakes are doing nothing. That's phenomenal. Thank you, SRAM. My front brake's not doing anything. Well, you see, to think. Yeah, see, you need brakes. Brakes are good. Okay? You see, children? Brakes are good. Okay? Comes out. I do see a road to my left. To the left, to the left. You must not know about me. Yeah, going downhill at a really steep angle with a giant buck right there is awesome. Drugs are bad. Big boy, you don't too far. You know, this is sweat and sloppy. Ooh, almost went off the grate. You see that? Probably not, because I'm alone.
Okay, so here's a bit of fair warning. I just added this segment because I took this last night. The commentary is going to drop into the range of what certain people would consider conspiratorial, when in fact it's just true. So be warned.
Being 8,000 lumen headlamp on this bike, made in Germany, du hast mesh. In Germany, you are not allowed to carry a pocket knife to protect yourself because, yeah, say you want a revolution, well, you know. In Germany, only Muslim men of military age are allowed to carry machetes because of the right wing. The right wing! The right wing. September 11th. We were attacked by Islam. And now every UN country is flooding their country with Islamics. Why is that? Why? This is the Great Reset. We are going to reset the economies. We're going to reset your bank account. We're going to reset your social status. The only direction you go is down. Down. Oh, down. My pain is self-chosen. Dark it looks, but I know how dark it is. It's dark. I believe we are at the... Yep, we are. Okay. Time to bring it back, yes? For America. The return. Well, I'll tell you what. God Almighty is a very... very merciful God for allowing me to make it back here. I was grateful when I was able to do a year on the road, go home on fumes, recharge myself a little bit, edit a few videos, help my father and his wife with a few chores, and ride my bike on the East Coast a couple more times. And I am truly grateful. Truly, truly grateful to have been able to ride here last night and tonight. And let me just tell you a little secret. Why is it governments will do whatever they want to Christians, but won't do anything to Islam, Buddhists, Scientologists, I mean, any other religion is off limits. Christianity, yeah, those people are no good. Not at all. The United States was never a Christian country. There might have been a lot of people that were Catholics, and there might have been a lot of people that were Christians, but the people that built the place, all you have to do is look at the footprint of America. Washington, D.C. isn't even part of America. It's D.C. District of Columbia. Columbia. You know, like that giant statue we've got in New York with the giant chain around her ankle. Did you ever notice that? Oh, you didn't? You didn't? I didn't think so. Did you ever notice that for a country that doesn't believe in God, that can't stop aborting babies, a country that can't stop not only protecting, but promoting in the school systems, in the government, on television, in songs, on Hollywood, gays and transgenders. These are godless people. So why is Israel their biggest ally? Because it's the apple of God's eye? Is that the story? Here's a better story. People in Israel aren't the Israelites. They're not the people in the Bible. God wasn't talking about a piece of land, homie. He was talking about a race of people. And now suddenly we're not allowed to be proud to be white? I don't think too much of it either way. But here's the deal. I'm not going to be ashamed that I'm white. And they're also promoting that. Why do you think? Simply look at who you cannot criticize. That's your enemy. Home skillet. All I got to say. Oh, really? I had to take this, the last trail out. Ooh. And we did it.
Okay, that was my first shot ever editing in 360 video. I hope you enjoyed it. Leave a like, hit the subscribe button, hit the little bell next to it, and leave a comment below, and I will return the favor. I am out.